I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
The daily five-question trivia game. You versus Katie in a battle of the brains to find out the answer to the question.
Are you smarter than Katie?
And playing this morning is Katie from Roseville. Wow. Good morning, Katie.
Hi.
We did it.
We did it. This doesn't happen very often. Katie versus Katie.
It actually happens more than you think.
Katie, you are a special ed teacher. Can you say where?
Horizon Charter Schools.
Very nice. All right, do us a favor. Go ahead and kick this Katie, out of the studio for us, please.
Katie, please get out of the studio.
You got it.
This Katie, you just have to get more questions right than that Katie. You'll walk away with a jackpot of $60. Her record stands at 231 wins and 44 losses. But if you tie, Katie gets the win. Are you ready?
Yes.
Gavin, you ready?
I am ready.
All right, here we go. Question one. Scarlett Johansson and SNL writer Colin Jost.
Yost.
What?
Yost. I think it's Yost.
No. Colin Jost. We'll say Jost. Got engaged over the weekend after dating for 2 years. Scarlett was married to what Canadian Hollywood A-lister from 2008 to 2011?
Ooh.
3 seconds.
I don't know.
Okay. Question two. Actor Jack Gleason turned 27 yesterday. He played King Joffrey in Game of Thrones. Was Joffrey part of the House Stark, Baratheon, or Targaryen?
Of course I don't watch Game of Thrones. I'm going to say Stark.
And that's Baratheon.
Got it. Question three. Congratulations to the Golden State Warriors. Last night they swept the Portland Trail Blazers in 4 games to advance to the NBA Finals. What sports company was started at Portland State University, originally called Blue Ribbon Sports?
I'm going to say Nike.
Question four. On this day in 1992, 17-year-old Amy Fisher, the so-called Long Island Lolita, is arrested for shooting Mary Jo Buttafuoco in New York after Fisher was having an affair with her 38-year-old husband. Was the name of Mr. Buttafuoco Johnny, Joey, or James?
Joey.
And question five. A new study has found that the average person would rather drive anywhere within 6 hours to avoid getting on a plane. If you're driving 80 miles per hour, how many miles will you drive in 6 hours?
480.
Wow. Katie! That was so fast.
Very quick.
Could you imagine if I gave Katie that much time? She'd lose her mind.
Yes, that is true.
What?
All right, Katie, you're going for your 232nd win today.
Okay.
And as always, behind the scenes right now, you could watch live on our Instagram Live at End1065. Are you ready?
I am.
Question one. Scarlett Johansson and SNL writer Colin Jost got engaged over the weekend after dating for 2 years. Scarlett was married to what Canadian Hollywood A-lister from 2008 to 2011?
Ryan Reynolds.
Correct.
Ryan Reynolds is Canadian?
Mm-hmm.
God, they really get it.
They get it, don't they?
So much good comes from Canada.
I know.
Question two. Actor Jack Gleason turned 27 yesterday. He played King Joffrey on Game of Thrones. Was Joffrey part of House Stark, Baratheon, or Targaryen?
Baratheon.
Correct. Question three. Congratulations to the Golden State Warriors. Last night, they swept the Portland Trail Blazers in 4 games to advance to the NBA Finals. What sports company was started at Portland State University, originally called Blue Ribbon Sports?
Sports company?
3 seconds. Three.
Nike.
Correct.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
What a guess.
Wow. What
You're
a
shook.
I am shook.
Question four. On this day in 1992, 17-year-old Amy Fisher, the so-called Long Island Lolita, is arrested for shooting Mary Jo Buttafuoco in New York after Fisher was having an affair with her 38-year-old husband. What was the name of Mr. Buttafuoco? Was it Johnny, Joey, or James?
Joey.
Correct.
Man,
what a messy story.
What a saga.
Question five. A new study has found that the average person would rather drive anywhere within 6 hours to avoid getting on a plane. If you're driving 80 miles per hour,
oh God,
how many miles will you drive in 6 hours?
How many miles?
3 seconds.
Hold on.
Three.
Stop. I haven't even worked out the whole problem. You're driving 80 miles, but you're going 6 hours, right?
How many miles will you drive in 6 hours?
Well, how many miles have you driven in 1 hour?
Every time.
Is that what I'm figuring out?
No. Every time he asks you one of these.
I'm going to repeat the question one more time. If you are driving 80 miles per hour,
right?
How many miles will you drive in 6 hours?
Well, how does anybody know how many miles you're going? Right?
3 seconds.
Like, how many miles does it take? Are you going per hour?
Three.
Three, two, one.
Two, one.
480 miles.
Do you ever go back and listen to these on our radio.com app, the Smarter Than Katie? Go back and listen today and listen how fast Katie got that one right.
What difference does it make?
Huh?
What difference does it make?
Just
she knows miles per hour better than I do.
So how many miles are you going in an hour?
I don't know.
80.
It's 80 miles per hour.
Oh.
Every time he asks this, we go over this.
It's 80 miles.
So how many miles would you drive in 6 hours?
So,
all right.
Okay. All right. Well, Katie on the phone got three. Katie right over there got four.
Oh!
This Katie with a win.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. What a win.
We'll add $20 to the jackpot. Tomorrow we'll play for 80 bucks. Her record stands 232 wins and 44 losses. Katie from Roseville, our special ed teacher. I am so sorry. We were shocked as fast as you got the last one right. And how long it took for this, Katie?
I still won.
I know.
How come
I was
you're
just
not criticizing her for the ones she got
oh,
wrong.
Oh, he went at her hard.
Yeah, it was so hard.
I'm so sure.
Katie on the phone, go ahead and tell everybody what we already know.
Today, I am not smarter than Katie.
Mm-hmm. You are in real life, though.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.